You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, there's been some reports just about how international students might not be able to return over the summer. They might have to stay here because there's no confirmed plan allowing them to return. The New Zealand International Students Association has expressed support for reducing summer school fees and also extending pastoral care services over the summer. Do you feel like this is enough support for international students if they have to stay in New Zealand?
Yeah, I guess in terms of students who are currently here, they obviously, first of all, because most students do tend to go back to their home countries during the holidays, we have close contact with quite a lot of them, and through our membership student associations, and they did raise quite a lot of concerns. Like they couldn't actually find a job. That's probably a main concern for them to be able to actually financially live here. I guess they normally actively seek for employment, but that's obviously
that makes sense.
So from a financial point of view, lots of them struggling, and as I think there should be a lot more
support
to be
for
done by the
students.
Government
and
just look at that
and the international hardship. Sorry, do you mean the universities should be supporting them more as well?
Well, we through there was that international student financial hardship fund that came through from the government that we obviously lobbied for during the lockdown, and that's $1 million allocated to that, and obviously that has been used up quite quickly. Actually, it's only been they used up the funds about within 3 weeks. So
yeah,
I think there should be another.
Some more financial support
more
for them.
Support, like a similar support for that.
And okay.
As far as I understand, they are still trying to relocate some of the fundings under different agencies.
So for students that are currently overseas, what is semester two and beyond going to look like for them? And are universities doing enough to give them the same level of services and support for their studies as they would have if they were here in New Zealand?
I think most students who are stuck overseas at the moment are, I think, Chinese nationals identified. So they're doing online learning, and obviously they don't find it as effective as it is if you're in the lecture.
Yeah.
I guess, and I don't think there's any more extra support going into that apart from, I think, the students who are stuck overseas, they obviously communicate with each other, so they will figure out problems within themselves, but not much that I'm aware of.
Right, okay. So would you expect then international students might be likely to drop out of New Zealand universities if the border restrictions continue on for longer?
First of all, yeah, possibly in the foreseeable future. I think they will look at alternative destinations.
What do you think that the university is doing to incentivize international students that are overseas to remain in New Zealand universities, and do you expect that a loss of funding from international students will have some effects for domestic and international students as well?
Yeah, I think impact will be quite huge, as I think some of the economists already pointed out during the lockdown, and obviously we criticised on some of the comments you mentioned. I think he said something along the lines with international students are funding the domestic student fees. And that just sounds like another pretty much, we always use this term cash cows as the way we put it. And it could be quite controversial, but it is the way it is. So I think in terms of that, most universities are struggling. I mean, they already admit that on most media platforms. And I think what they are doing now is trying to use New Zealand's COVID-19 response as a selling point, I suppose, if you like, comparing to all the rest of the popular overseas destinations like Canada, Australia, and the States, the UK. I think they're just trying to use that as trying to get more students to actually depart from those destinations I just mentioned, and they want those students to come to New Zealand. But obviously, I think in terms of the university ranking part, that can't really be changed. So I think students are still quite reluctant on that one. Even if you have a really good COVID-19 response, so I think they do need to focus on the current students first before they move on to think about the future.
But do you feel that their priority will be on, I guess, encouraging new students? Or do you think it'll...
Quite frankly, no.
Okay. Do you think that they will then be focusing on keeping their current international students?
I think they will... Okay, the goal is to keep everyone that they can get. And the thing is that they're not actually showing that support. They keep saying that we do care about those students that who are currently in the country and who are actually overseas, got stuck in overseas. But they keep just coming back to it and say, oh, there's a lot to be done, but there isn't much that we can do. So I think universities are quite stuck in the middle in this one as well, and that's why we kind of push we basically lobby to the government and say, hey, these are the concerns from the students, and the university can't seem to get it done. How is that financially sustainable in the long run if you wanted to look at future students? They can't even look after the current ones.
What would you like to see in the future in terms of support for international students? What would be your call for universities to do?
Support students who are currently here. Make them feel they're at home. It's a difficult situation for all of us, effectively. And second, most of them are quite terrified about their future, especially on an immigration point of view, and some of their student visas, because you need to prove you're financially stable in the country, and most of their parents' business have been affected overseas. So that's a big concern for them as well. Some of them don't even know if they'll be able to prove to Immigration New Zealand that they have enough funds to be able to live here. So that effectively just means that their student visa can be revoked. If they just means they couldn't carry on with their studies. So going forward, there needs to be some immigration alteration of rules changes around that, just to be a little bit flexible to keep those students here. Because these are the returning students. We're not talking about some of the new students, because there are going to be new immigration rules coming out around that. But just in terms of the immigration rights support, I think that needs to be pushed out a little bit more. And I guess certainly student accommodation-wise and the border exclusion side of things. I mean, we got invited to this big body discussion panel. So basically, in the future, we want to see international students come back earlier next year for this semester.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.